Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
The much-anticipated balancing act of portable and home gaming. The Nintendo Switch makes it so. Is it ready for prime time, though? The official review straight ahead.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. As gamers everywhere await the new hybrid game system that is the Nintendo Switch, allowing you to play both on your big screen TV and then take the same games with you wherever you go. Game changer. Here with the official review is the Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles. Hey, Nathan.
Hey.
So, exciting times, a lot of buzz surrounding the Switch. You were able to test it out with all new things. There are good things, and then there's need for improvement. Let's start with the good. Let's talk about the hardware, because it's very impressive in its versatility. It allows for three different ways to play, first of all. So let's break that down. Can you walk us through the three different modes?
Yeah, sure. So the Nintendo Switch is essentially a small tablet. It has a 6.2-inch touchscreen, and there are three different modes. The one that I think most people are probably going to use is putting the tablet into a dock, and then that dock connects to your television thanks to a HDMI cable, and that gives you a TV mode. So you can play high-quality, high-definition, fantastic video games on your television set. They look great. I've spent about 15 hours on the new Zelda game, Breath of the Wild, and that's a total blast. Yeah. There's another game called 1-2 Switch, which is a fantastic party game. It really feels like the spiritual successor to Wii Sports, which made the Nintendo Wii such a legendary and iconic video game console. With this, you use a regular controller. Nintendo sells what's called a Pro Controller separately, but there's also these two small controllers, which are about the size of a Twinkie, although maybe half as thick, and they're called Joy-Cons. And
you can put these
two together in like a little dock to use a regular controller, or you can slide them on the side of the tablet itself. If you pick the tablet up out of the dock, then you have the portable mode, and that allows you to play it as a handheld device. And that's just as satisfying. The great thing about that there is you're not tied to your television set.
Yeah.
So you can take this on a plane with you. You can take it on the bus. You can take it on the couch or a different room if someone else in your house wants to watch the television set. And so that's very compelling. And the third option is what's called a tabletop mode. And with this option, there's actually a little kickstand in the back of the tablet. You just pop out the kickstand, put it on a flat surface, detach the Joy-Cons, and you have one in each hand, and you can play a game like Zelda by yourself, or you can share a Joy-Con with a friend to play games like 1-2 Switch, and in the future, stuff like Mario Kart.
I mean, the hardware really does sound like a win, but essential here are the actual games, and we got into a little bit of it, but can we actually talk about the Switch games? Because I was watching your video, and it's not exactly what I expected. What do their lineup of games look like?
Yeah, well, the game lineup doesn't yet match the polish and wow factor of the hardware itself. Zelda is fantastic. It's one of the best Zelda games I've ever played. Breath of the Wild has more than 5,000 acres that you can freely explore.
Wow.
And play the game in any order you want. I'm going to spend hundreds of hours on this thing, playing it for months.
Yeah.
I'm stoked about it. 1-2 Switch is a party game that has some really crazy games. You can play it with one friend, and it's still going to be a blast. But really, if you can get this to like a house party, or maybe have like a handful or even a dozen of friends, this will be great for the holidays. This is going to be great for family outings. There are some really crazy games. There's one game where you actually have to use these Joy-Cons, and they have these amazing little vibrating motors in them called
HD
really Rumble.
Cool. Yeah.
And they can really mimic the feeling of real-world things. So there's one game where you slide virtual balls around inside of the Joy-Con as though it were a small wooden box, and you have to guess how many balls there are. That might seem kind of silly and like, why would I want to do that? But once you actually feel the sensation and you try this out, you're blown away, and then, depending on how accurate you are, you want to try it again, and you kind of find yourself wanting to play it over and over. There's another game that simulates milking a cow, and you literally have to press two buttons on the Joy-Con and then pull it down, and then you just start back up again, and you're swinging your arms around. You're going to look silly. Your friends are going to be blushing. There's another one, which is a runway competition, and you have to hold the Joy-Con on your hips and sway your hips back and forth Everyone looks a little silly doing that. There's a Wild West shootout, a samurai sword game. There's a yoga pose game, which will leave your arms tired as you try and, you know, outlast your friends.
These are all hysterical.
There's a lot of mini games. There's 28 mini games, so there's more than enough to get you through a lot of really great and fun parties, and you're going to find yourself laughing at yourself and your buddies as you're playing this. Aside from that, there's really not much to play yet. Now, the console goes on sale for the first time Friday. Nintendo has more than 60 indie games coming before the end of the year. There's stuff like this really fun paintball shooting game called Splatoon. There's a new Mario title that's going to be coming out in the holidays. Mario Kart's going to come out in April. A Street Fighter game's coming. So there should be enough stuff coming before the end of the year that, you know, by the time we get to the fall, this is going to make a lot of sense and there will be a lot to play. But the first few months, really all you're going to have is Zelda, 1-2 Switch, a couple exciting retro games like Shovel Knight, and that's about it.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles about the highly anticipated Nintendo Switch gaming system. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for joining us. So, Nathan, while it's probably too early to tell, do you think that there's a least potential here for this to be the next game-changing part in the pun console like the Wii was?
You know, I really do. The hardware, they nailed it. It really mixes home play and portable play in a way that no other console I've ever seen does. You know, I'm a big video game fan. I love playing video games, but I'm also really into playing on the go. I like playing games on my phone. If you're a traditional gamer who loves to play on a couch, if you're someone who's been intimidated by video game systems and you just like playing, you know, Candy Crush or something on your phone, this console might have something for everyone. And if Nintendo can deliver the games that they promised by the end of the year, it will be sitting at the top of everyone's Christmas list. But until we see Nintendo prove that it can pull these things off, which we haven't always seen in the past, I can't recommend people go out and buy it unless you're just a huge Zelda nerd, which I am, and I did end up pre-ordering it.
Very good. We'll leave it right there. Nathan, thank you as always.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thanks again to Nathan Olivares-Giles. You can check out his story and video at wsj.com/tech. That wraps up the Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.